for the Lord to do things, and that's a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Churches for all ages.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Cheer, I've overcome the world.
Amen.
And, he told Paul in the midst of the dark storm, Paul said, I believe God that it will be even as it is told me.
Amen.
And I know we can trust the Lord and believe his word, but it will be good someday to not have one single thing to worry about.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. That's something to look forward to. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah.
All right, we're glad you're here this morning. If you have your Bible today, we want you to open the book of Acts, Acts chapter 9. We've been in revival this week, and we had a good meeting, and sometimes you get into revivals, and the first couple of nights, the altar call kind of slow, and you wonder if you're doing much good or not. We had a great service on Wednesday night, and the best service of all on Friday night, and the people begin to testify and tell how the Lord had helped them that week. So I guess the devil been telling me all week it wasn't doing any good.
Bless him, Lord.
You know, the devil's a liar.
Yeah.
Amen.
And when you look back over, you know, the Lord, he looks in the heart. We look on the outward appearance.
Right.
I've been fooled many times by an outward appearance and then found out later the heart revealed something different. Amen.
Yeah.
So Acts chapter 9, we're going to read verse 36 down through verse 42 today. And we'll read the first verse together, verse 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And for as much as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter rose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and knelt down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Thank you. Be seated. Our Father, we do come this morning, and we bow before you, Lord, asking your blessings upon these verses of Scripture that have been read, asking for deliverance, Lord, out of my heart, what you put into my heart, into somebody else's heart. I pray, Lord, today that, Lord, give us liberty today, bring our remembrance the Word of God. Lord, to delete anything out of our thoughts, Lord, that you would not have to be used today, and Lord, add to Lord our thoughts anything you'd have us to say today that might be a help and a blessing to anybody this morning. Pray for the lost, Lord, to be saved. Lord, we pray for the saved today that are here. We pray that their souls would be fed from the Word of God, and we pray their hearts and spirits would be stirred today, Lord, by the Spirit of God. And we pray, Lord, that you'd revive us again today, that your people might rejoice in thee. Lord, whatever's done today that's good, because all the good things come from the Lord.
Yes.
Whatever's done today that's good today, them good gifts that come from God, Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the credit, the honor for it all, because we know within ourselves we can do nothing.
Yes.
And we strongly ask you today, Lord, to help
bless
us today. And touch our hearts and use us today for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, some of you hadn't been here for the last couple of weeks, but if you hadn't been here the last couple of weeks, I've been preaching some sermons or messages on church members. And I preached a message a few weeks ago on the withering church member. And I used the subject of the man that had the withered hand and how that was a member of his body. And how that you and I are members of Christ's body. And how that sometimes as church members and saved church members, even though we're saved, we sometimes begin to wither and just wean away from the fellowship of God's people. And we told you how that happens sometimes to all of us, but how that at the end of that scripture, how that his withered hand was healed.
Yeah.
And how that God can help us when we as members of Christ's body find ourselves in that kind of a way.
Amen.
And then last week we brought a message out of Acts 5 about Ananias and Sapphira, who were a husband and wife team of first some of the first converts to the New Testament church, and how that they got it in their hearts together, premeditated to lie when they got to the house of God, and how that they lied about what they were given, and the scripture said that the Lord killed him, and then his wife come in 3 hours later, and the Lord killed her, and we brought a message along that line. But today I want to bring a message, you know, because back then or now, either one, the church could not survive without some good church members.
Right. Amen.
And not all, you know, not all we can go through, and I could preach a long time about the members of the New Testament church, because there's many of them in there. And there's a lot of good church members that are mentioned throughout the New Testament. Paul, in the end of the book of Romans, he gives almost a complete chapter to names of people that have helped him in the ministry and have been faithful to the Lord. And in 1 Thessalonians and some of the other writings, Paul mentions people. The book of Philippians, Paul mentions people that were an asset and a help there to the churches where that he was ministering into. And so today, you know, the Bible said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved in the book of Acts. And in verse 46, the Bible said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And then we know today that one of those people today, one such sinner that was added to the church, was this sister here by the name of Tabitha. Tabitha. Now her name must have fit her character, because the name Tabitha means pleasant.
Amen.
And the name Tabitha, it also means gazelle. A gazelle is a graceful creature. And so her name meant pleasant and grateful. You know, a lot of times people match up to their names.
Amen.
Be careful what you name your child.
Amen.
I mean, don't name your kid Judas.
Yeah.
Don't name your kid Nero. Because many times, and it seems that way, that a lot of times, especially in the Bible, that people had names and their character fit their name.
Yeah.
And it must have been the case with this dear lady here by the name of Tabitha. And I believe that truly she was a pleasant person to be around. And I believe that also she was very graceful. And I believe the Bible will show us that as we look through here. Now, she was saved. Of course, you couldn't be a good member of any church without being saved. A lot of people are saved, and they're not maybe good members. But you'll never find a good member that's not saved.
Yeah, right.
Because how could you be a good member if you wasn't even saved?
Yep.
You see, because you really couldn't even be a member of His true church unless that you had been saved. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm preaching this morning on looking back on the life of a good church member. Now, since we're going to look back on the life, we're going to do something a little different today. And instead of starting in verse 36 and going down through verse 42 or 41, we're going to start at verse 41 and go backwards, looking at the life of this lady. And it's amazing how, Brother Mark, when we look at this backwards, that it shows how her life would have been from the beginning. The Bible's an amazing book, and God lays it all out and puts it all together. And it truly is God's book. Amen. I'm talking about the King James Bible. And we believe it's the Word of God. And I believe that God has laid it out and put it together in such a way. You know, that they say, well, men wrote the Bible. Yeah, but they were a holy man of God that was moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Some people say it doesn't matter. We met for visitation yesterday morning, And some of us eat breakfast before we go. And there was a gentleman about five tables down, but he was talking so loud I could hear him at the counter. And me and Brother Marty was listening to him. And he said, he was telling some person there, he said, it don't matter what person you use, they're all the same. He said, some people say that You ought to use that old King James Bible. And I said, I'm one of them. Amen. But I just believe that history will prove it. Amen. Yeah. But anyway, I want you to look at how it's laid out here this morning in the Word of God. First of all, I want you to notice in verse 41 that the Bible says that she was made alive. Now, can I tell you this morning, like all of us, before we get saved, we're dead.
Amen.
We're dead. The Bible says that we are dead. Every sinner, is dead spiritually, but not physically.
Right, right.
We know that. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians 2:1,
amen,
and you have he quickened who were dead. You see, the Bible says that before we get saved, there's a part of us that is dead. Amen.
Amen.
1 Timothy 5:6 says, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. In other words, the sinner's alive. They're moving, they're breathing, but spiritually, when it comes to God, they're dead.
Amen.
So here was this Tabitha, and she was a sinner. But thank God, like every saved person, there come a day in her life when she's made alive. I thank the Lord for the day that Jesus came into my heart. I was made alive. Amen. I'm now made whole. I used to be half dead, but now I'm whole. You see, there used to be something missing, but now there's not. That's why Jesus, when he would heal the blind man or the crippled man, or he would call some sinner to him, he'd say, your faith hath made you whole. In other words, now you were whole, you were complete. And so here was Tabitha that was half dead, but she got saved. And when she got saved, you see, that's where it all starts right there. It all starts right there. And I thank the Lord for doctors, and where would we be without them? And I certainly sanction them. Jesus said that if you're whole, you don't need a physician, but if you're sick, you do. I know he was meaning sinners and him being the great physician, but I think also he was letting us know that he uses doctors, and God has given him the gift, to minister medicine and all of that. But what a doctor does today and back then or any time, what a doctor does, I mean, now if you're sick, how far medical situations have come. They can do so much today. They can replace about anything. Amen. They can do hip replacement, and some of you could say amen. They can do knee replacement or shoulder replacement, and they can even do heart transplants, kidney transplants, liver transplants. But you see, all of those doctors in all of those cases, they're dealing with somebody that still has some life. Now, if that person is dead, the only thing that doctor can do is give his condolences and take the sheet and put it up over the head of that individual. He can't do nothing for him when he's dead. He's done. When a man's dead, he's done. But you see, that's where God starts. God starts where that a man is dead. Amen. He took us sinners that was lost and dead in our trespasses and sin, and God starts to work with us. Amen. Now there's a striking difference here that I want to point out today. You see, people that are spiritually dead are not altogether like people that are physically dead. You say, what do you mean? Well, a physical dead person can't really hear it do anything. But a spiritual dead person, we know that a spiritual dead person can do some things. You say, what can they do? Well, if you'll go over to the book of Luke chapter 7, the Bible says in verse 11, it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. Many of his disciples went with him and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man. There he is. Carried out and the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. Much people in the city was with her, and when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. And he said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the briar, and they that bare him stood still. And he said to the young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. Now here's somebody that was dead. But you see, a spiritual person can still do some things. You say, what can they do? Well, they can still feel the touch of God. When he touched that briar, amen. I like that song we sing sometimes. Somebody touched me. Amen. I like that. And so they can feel the touch of God. No doubt you remember if you're saved, when the Lord touched you, you begin to feel that touch of conviction. You begin to feel the Lord dealing with your heart. And so they can feel that touch of God. And then they can hear the voice of God. Because the Bible says when he went over there to where Lazarus was, and Lazarus was dead, he said, Lazarus, well, Lazarus must have heard him, amen. I'm glad I heard the Lord that day when he called out my name, Brother Eddie. And then he said to this young man, arise. They can get up when God calls them, amen. And so I look here at Tabitha that was made alive. I'm glad that that's how it starts. We're dead in trespasses and sin. But the Lord comes, saves us. It makes us alive. Isn't that good?
That's right.
Now, look at verse 40. The Bible said she opened her eyes.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Yes. I'm glad that they have got my eyes open.
Yeah.
I once was blind, John Newton said, but now I see.
Amen.
No doubt you've heard the story. It's an old one about the little boy that's his cats had kittens. And he brought the kittens over to his neighbor. And he said, I want you to look at my kittens. They've just been born. And he said, well, what kind of kittens are they? And he said, they're Catholic kittens. About 3 days later, he brought the kittens over again. He said, I want you to look at how my kittens have grown. He said, what kind of kittens are they? He said, they're Baptist kittens. He said, I thought you said the other day they were Catholic kittens. He said, they were, but they got their eyes open.
Amen.
Well, I'm not so glad that I got my eyes open. I mean, I'm thankful to be a Baptist. I am a Baptist, and Baptist born, Baptist bred, and when I die, I'll be Baptist dead. But I'm glad that what's going to get me to heaven is not being a Baptist. What's going to get me to heaven is being saved by the grace of God. And one day the Lord opened my eyes. You know, blind Bartimaeus, he was blind. He was sitting by the wayside begging. The scripture said, amen. You know the devil blinds us.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 4 and verse 3, the Bible said, the God of this world, that's the devil.
Amen.
The God of this world has blinded the mind.
Amen.
You see, it's not so much a physical, a vision and eyesight blindness as it is the mind. The devil blinds the mind. I mean, if you're lost today, you can see me. If you got eyesight, you can see up here. You can see this church and look around. But mentally, if you're a lost person, you've probably said this many times when somebody tried to witness to you or talk to you, and you'd say, well, I know what you're saying, brother. I know what you're saying, preacher, but I just can't see it.
I don't see it like it.
Well, they're mentally blind.
Amen.
And there was a day when I couldn't see it either.
Amen, Brother Rick.
I couldn't see getting saved. One day I got saved.
Amen.
Even after I got saved, I couldn't see going to church, you know, three times a week and giving a portion of your money to the Lord. And I couldn't see all that. But you know what? The farther I went, the more I got my eyes open. I began to see it. Amen. I can see it now. And so the devil blinds the minds of this world. The world is blinded when it comes to the things of God. That's how he gets all these false faith religions going. It's because people's minds are blinded. But just like Jesus came by, you see, salvation opens your eyes. It not only makes you alive, but it opens your eyes. You begin to see what you were. And you see what he done for you.
Amen.
Amen. Before you get your eyes open, you say things like this: well, I'm not that bad, and I'm better than they were. But after you get your eyes open, you say things like this: I tell you, he lifted me up out of my I wasn't worth killing. I ought to be in hell when my back broke. But thank God, he saved me, even though I wasn't worthy to be saved. And I'm glad that the Lord saves us and he makes us alive. And then I'm glad that the Lord gets our eyes open. And here is one of the outstanding members of the New Testament church. And she's been saved. She's got her eyes open now. She sees what it's all about now. She sees why she's here now.
Amen.
I'm sure glad the day the Lord made me alive, got my eyes open.
Yes,
listen, Brother Rick.
Look at verse 39. The Bible said, and showing the coats and the garments, which Dorcas, that's her other name, which means the same as Tabitha, made while she was with them. Now, she got alive, Brother Nathan.
Yeah.
And then she got her eyes open, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
And then she became a blessing to the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says she became a blessing to the church.
Amen.
And she became a blessing, not a burden.
Yeah,
now we're talking about a good saved church member.
Amen.
Thank God for every one that God gives us. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the others, I'm not downing others like that to say that, because there used to be a day when people would come into the church like that, and I would think that from what I've heard or maybe what somebody's told me, it's not going to be good. But you can't always go by what you hear or what somebody tells you.
Amen.
I remember the night that Mike Oberfeld and his wife joined the church.
Yeah.
They said, preacher, won't join the church.
Yeah.
Well, the way we do it around here is, first of all, we give you a booklet. We want you to know what the church believes.
Right.
Yeah. Because I don't want you to join the church and then 2 weeks later say, well, I didn't know that this church believed in that.
Right.
I want you to know what you're being a part of.
Amen. Amen.
And then we want to know a little bit about you, you know.
Yeah.
We'll have you fill out a little information sheet and all like that. So we went through all that, and then they said they won't join church on Sunday night, and we always do it on Sunday night. And they come, and so they come that night, and I asked them to come at the end of the preaching. And Mike and Sister Mary, they come walking down the center aisle, and as a pastor, I seen just what I didn't want to see, because Sister Mary had on a t-shirt that said, "Here comes trouble." I thought, oh Lord, that's all I need, some more trouble. Amen. But you can't always go by what they got on or what people's told you about them, because she's been a blessing.
Amen.
And the other day, she ain't too long ago, she told me, she said, Brother Rex said, I still got that shirt. I said, what shirt? She said, that one I had on the night I joined the church. They said, here comes trouble. Amen. Well, I have seen some that didn't have one of them on that ought to have one of them on. But even people that are what it is, they need more teaching. They need more prayer. They need some people to work with them. Amen. I know there's some people that I guess they're unsaved and the devil's in their life, and I tell you, you can bend over backwards, do everything, and it seems they only grow worse. But I believe that if people are saved and you show them compassion and patience and try to work with them and learn them and teach them and show them things that most people can become a blessing. And I've learned over 35 years of trying to do some of that, I've learned that when you go through that process of helping people and teaching people and talking to people, that as you grow through that process, you grow together and you intertwine and build a compassion for each other that you might have not had before. So there's a reason sometimes for the problem. But now, she was no problem.
Right. Amen.
I mean, Brother Nathan, she never caused any division.
Right.
You know, the Bible said in Romans 16, verse 17, Paul said, mark them that cause division.
Yeah,
he said, if people start dividing up the congregation and and all that, he said, mark them. And he said, stay away from them. And there is sometimes some of that goes on. Amen. But Acts 13 and 24, the Bible said the Lord added to the church. The Lord added to the church. So I'm glad. Listen, thank God that she wasn't a burden. She wasn't one that caused division. She wasn't one that was always trying to split the church and all of this. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we got so many splits now. It's pitiful.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
Lord.
True.
And I'd never be proud of a church split. I've heard some people act like they're as proud that they split one.
Yes,
right. I'd never be proud of one.
Yeah.
And you can usually tell one driving down the road.
Yeah.
You say, why? Well, it's half a mile from the other one, and it says New Beginnings.
Yeah.
Ain't that about the way it goes? And some of them have split so much, ain't nothing left but splinters.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen.
But Christian people ought to be able to work things out, right, and pray things out, and stay together. And they can if everybody listens to the Lord and prays. Of course, the problem is, Brother Eddie, everybody don't always listen. Amen. And then you don't see Tabitha. You don't see her with any double talk.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, she's a blessing. You don't read about her doing some things.
Yeah.
Like the people did over in 1 Timothy chapter 5. And he's writing there in verse 13. He said,
bless him, Lord.
He says, the younger widows in verse 11 refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they have married, have a damnation because they have cast off their first faith.
Yeah.
And withal, they learn to be idle.
Yes.
Wandering from house to house.
Yes. Yeah.
And not only idle, but tattlers.
Right.
Also, watch out, it's a quiet folk.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
I'm just reading the Bible. Busybodies and speaking things which ought not be so.
Amen.
Now the Bible, you know, back in the Bible days, they were more blessed than we were. They didn't have cell phones or even telephones.
Yeah. Amen.
But you could still get gossip around. You could still get something around. Amen. I'm just using the text here now. I'm just using the text, but they didn't have no cell phone or telephone, but they could still tell a woman.
Right.
The Bible said they were all busybodies, or these people here was. And I know that us men, you know, we can talk and we can gossip too.
Yeah, right.
I know that.
Right.
I've read it several occasions. I've read this.
Bless him, Lord.
That the average woman speaks 50,000 words a day.
Wow.
The average man speaks, now it's, I guess, text. But the average man speaks 25,000 words a day. Now, Brother Nathan, it's not that we couldn't speak 50,000 words a day. Yeah. We just don't get a chance.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Women, you know, women do like to talk. I'm not down on you ladies this morning. Please don't leave me. What would I do without you?
Bless you, Lord.
The ladies have their meeting and they get together and they have a wonderful time. And sometimes it'll be real late when my wife gets home. And she said, why don't you have a man's meeting? Y'all need something like this. I said, all right. So I had a man's meeting, and we had ham and biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, man.
Many of you were there and helped with the cooking of all of it and everything. And of course, they were cooking it. And you know what we did while they were cooking it? We sat across the table from each other, and somebody said, it's going to rain, ain't it? I think it is. How you doing? Okay, how you fine?
Yeah.
But I'll say it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a big difference between a man and a woman.
Amen.
Now, the devil knew that.
Yeah.
The devil's smarter than a lot of people are today.
Yeah. Right.
They try to make them the same. They try to make them that there's no difference. Hey, I seen a book years ago that best describes it, and it said something like this: men are from Mars and women from Jupiter. I mean, we're all together different. Amen.
Yeah,
you don't believe that? Just go down to the shopping mall.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you can have two dresses at hung up in there, cut 50%, so now 50%, and now shot for 2 hours over two messes. We go to the mall, that's every man's worst nightmare. But on anniversary or, you know, birthday or something, we'll give in and go. Soon as we get in there, I'm looking for that little bench. I don't know what it is. God is my witness. I'm telling the truth. I can step into that ball, and my back ain't hurt me for a year. My lower back will begin to kill me. Can I get a witness? I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm on concrete here, but my back don't bother me here. I just don't know what it is. Amen. The only enjoyment I get out of going somewhere like that is just watching people pass. But brother, you can see about anything and everything
pass.
Down at the mall, it's about like going to the airport. Amen. But this woman had no double talk.
Right.
I mean, she didn't go to church Sunday morning and come in the door and say, "Hey, how you doing, brother? How you doing, sister? Oh, I love you, and I thank the Lord for you." And then get home, and maybe somebody come over, get on the phone, Brother Eddie, and say, "I tell you, I can't stand old so-and-so. I can't stand that sister. I tell you, when I see her, she just makes me mad. And I just tell you, I just can't hardly do it." Amen. Or, you know, people come in, and they'll shake your hand, hug your neck, say, "I love you, I love you." And they start home, and then they start talking about how much they don't like you. Amen. See, that's double talk. The Indians knew that. They said white men speak with forked tongue.
Amen.
That's what the devil does. You know. And then her deeds were so good.
Praise the Lord.
I'm talking about a good church member, you know. She's such a blessing here. As we read this, it said, "All the widows stood by weeping, showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas made while she was with them."
Amen.
Evidently Dorcas or Tabitha, evidently she couldn't teach. And she certainly couldn't preach.
Right.
Did I get an amen? Amen. Now, y'all were silent over there.
Amen.
Are we slipping in that direction? Been watching Joyce Myers, haven't you? But the Bible's plain on that.
Amen.
You say, "Why can only the men preach?" The Lord fixed it so we get to do some talking.
Amen.
But there she is. And these women have got these coats and these things that she's made for them. Her gift was with, it looked like a needle and material. That was her gift.
Amen.
And she took what she had and she used it for the glory of God.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
You take Miss Nell Davis this morning.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Marla's mother. She didn't sing. She never taught a Sunday school class. But I'll tell you what she could do. She could make some of the best potato salad you ever put in your mouth.
Amen.
Yeah.
We'd have homecomings and jubilee. You know what Miss Nell would make? She'd make that potato salad. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And every now and then she'd even make some, bring it over to the preacher.
Hallelujah.
I don't even like potato salad, but I liked hers.
Amen.
I liked hers. And I'll tell you what, when you got done, you know, with all the homecoming festivities and you got through with all that, there was one woman who'd be standing there in that corner washing forks and spoons and cups and plates. I mean, till the lights went out. You say, "Who was that, Miss Nail?"
Amen.
I mean, that's what she could do. She could cook. She could wash dishes. And so she used the gift that she had to be a blessing. Amen. See, the problem is we think if you can't preach or sing, God can't use it. But I tell you, brother, it takes preaching and singing, but it also takes people that can cook and people that can tend to the sick.
Amen.
You take Preacher Hood's wife, Miss Hood, bless her heart. And she died before her husband. But I know for a fact when them old, he run that rescue mission, and when them old bums would get the flu and get sick, and they live there in that rescue mission, Miss Hood would go in there and she'd bathe them and their brows and keep them, their temperature down, and she would cook for them.
Yep.
And, and,
educate them and take care of them. She just had that gift, amen. I never heard her sing. I never heard her do anything like that. But I'll tell you, she had a gift and she used it for God.
Amen.
Good preaching.
Yeah.
See, some of you women, you know, you're good with kids. I love kids, but I'm not good with them. My wife, she said her lifetime time dream was to run a daycare, and that was my lifetime nightmare. But she is good with kids.
Yeah, amen.
She's home with David this morning. She's running a little temperature. She stayed all night, so she kept her home. But the more kids there is at the house, the happier she is. I can't say that. I mean, I love them and everything like that. I'm glad to see them come and I'm glad to see them go. I mean, I'm soon going to be 61 years old. My hair, part of it's wore out. My teeth are wore out. And I've got to tell you, my nerves are wore out. Amen. I can't take it like I used to. But God's got people like that. That can, thank God. And God uses people like that in the church. They're a real blessing to the church. That's the way Tabitha was. She just was kind of like Mary, you know, over there in the Bible. And it said that she had done what she could.
Yeah.
Done what she could.
Amen.
Find out what you can do and,
yes,
and do God it. Can use it somewhat.
Amen.
She became a blessing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking about so many this morning.
Bless you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
That was a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
And their seats, you know, they're not here anymore, but boy, while they was here, they was a blessing.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Sister Betty, I think about your husband, Marvin.
Yes.
Amen.
He made this pulpit. He made those coat racks out there around the hallway there.
Yeah.
Marvin was a blessing.
Amen.
He'd come in with a pocket full of candy, pass it out to all the kids on Sunday, and we clean it up on Monday.
Yeah.
I finally told him, I said, Marvin, I don't mind you passing out kids, but give it candy to kids, but give it to them when they leave.
Yeah.
And that was no problem for him.
Yeah.
But, oh, I miss him. He's a good man.
Amen.
And he'd go out solo out at Walmart on Saturdays and pass out tracts.
Yeah.
And every Saturday morning, he'd be out there passing out, "This is your life" tracts. One day he's out there passing them out. A little lady come out there to him and said, "The manager sent me out here to tell you that you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to pass out tracts on this property." Now, I don't remember what Marvin told her, but he said, "Okay," and I guess put them in his pocket, and she left, and he went to the other side and started passing out tracts. Guess what?
Yeah.
The little lady that the manager sent out there to tell him he couldn't pass out tracts, and she's not here this morning, but usually she sits right where that, I think right where that lady sat behind Brother Stacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say, who is it? Miss Sandy, you've heard her testify up and down the aisle way here. She's the one that come out there to tell Marvin that the manager said he couldn't pass out tracts. And God said, well, I just bless you for passing them out anyway. I'll send her over there. So that's the way the Lord works.
Amen.
Tabitha became a blessing.
Yeah.
And there's so many, you know, that's a blessing today.
Woo.
Now, I'm talking about, we're looking back on the life of a good churchman.
Yeah.
First of all, she's made alive. Then she gets her eyes open. She becomes a blessing for many years. Look at verse 37. She was sick and died.
Yeah. Right.
Can I tell you that the Bible still says it's appointed unto man once to die and after
Christ
is judged.
Amen.
Can I tell you Job 7:1 still says, is not their appointed time the man upon the earth
and
spend their years as a hireling?
Amen.
Right.
Our days are numbered.
Right.
Doesn't matter how good a preacher you are, how good a teacher you are, how good a church member you are, how much a blessing you are.
Right.
There comes a time when all of us, good or bad,
we're
going to die.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
We're going to get sick and we're going to die. That's what's going to happen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
But if it's a good church member,
yeah.
like Tabitha was, a good saved church member,
yeah.
good worker in the body of Christ, I tell you, Brother Gordon, they're best. Yes.
Amen.
Look at it there. The Bible says all the widows stood by weeping.
Yeah.
It's best.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, what kind of church member are you going to be?
Right. Think about it.
Are you a good saved church member? And one day when your life ends and God calls you home, are they going to stand around you and weep? Or is the church going to get together and say, ding dong, the wicked witch is dead?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, I want to be a blessing. I don't want to be a troublemaker.
Yeah. Amen.
I want to help people, encourage people, exalt people, be a blessing to people. Amen. I don't want to work for the devil. He does. He's got enough workers as it is.
Right.
There's enough discouraged church members as there is.
Amen.
I want to be a blessing. And Tabitha was a blessing, and the Bible said she was missed by all of them. Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
Well, she is my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I sure miss me.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yep.
I wonder this morning how many folks are here this morning as a direct witness of Manny. Look at her. Oh, my goodness. Look at her.
Yeah.
Look at her. See, she's messed.
Yes.
Yep.
And I know people thought it was kind of strange that I'd never been to our church before, and they come in the door and she kisses them and hugs them. I think that was kind of strange. But honestly, that was real.
Yeah.
That wasn't a put on. She's just that way. And I tell you, I can tell you for sure she done more witnessing as a member of the church than the pastor of the church did. I got to tell you that I really miss her this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
People like that are missed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You say, Brother Rick, Sandy, you don't miss. We ain't going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But you know why? She was missed and she was remembered.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The Bible said they all stood there and they had a coat, or they had a piece of material, or maybe a blanket, or maybe a shawl. They had something this woman had made for
them. Right. Amen.
Amen.
And they remembered Tabitha because of her good deeds, her good works.
Yes.
You're not saved by good deeds. You're not saved by good works. That comes about because you are saved.
Yeah.
But the Bible says we're to maintain them because they're profitable unto men, the Bible says.
Yeah.
Jesus
Amen.
Said, let others see your good works and
yeah.
not glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Amen. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, we need all of us, including your pastor, we all need to be more faithful. We all need
right.
to be more about the good works, amen, and
amen.
Doing things to help others.
Yes.
Rather than just sit on the
yes.
church pew and listen to sermons and write down notes.
Yeah.
Thank God for that, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
But we need some Christianity practiced outside of the church.
Right.
Amen.
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 Yes.
She was remembered. Remembered.
Yeah.
Works followed.
Amen.
Amen.
I got some things of people you know what's going on. Matter of fact, Brother Johnny's, I'll tell him I told you, but he's working on a message on who's going to fill their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to get some shoes from some men of God that's done going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was over at Brother Tuggle. He called and had Brother Tuggle's grandson to give me a pair of his shoes. And I was to bring them back so Brother Johnny can get them. He wants to use them in a message he's going to preach.
Yeah.
And I kind of forgot about him, and I found them this week. Matter of fact, on Wednesday night, I thought about wearing them.
Bless him, Lord.
Because everything's kind of going kind of slow, you know, and I thought maybe I could just get in them.
Yeah.
And maybe some of that would get on me. Amen.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is there's things that people have given us that we remember. We remember them for it.
Amen.
They give us. It ain't always material.
Right. Amen.
Sometimes people give you good advice.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Sometimes people give you a word that's fitly spoken like
Amen.
Apples with golden pictures of silver.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So Tabitha died.
Luke verse 36. There was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha. She had a home.
Yeah.
Tabitha died and she had a home where she went to.
Amen.
If you're saved this morning, you got a home.
Amen.
Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Amen.
He said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself so that where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
I live at 1721 Roseville Road. I have a house there I've lived in for many years. That's my earthly house. But one of these days that earthly house will be dissolved. I'll leave it someday. Somebody else will buy it. Somebody else will move in and sell it. But I've got a permanent eternal home that, thank God's paid for. I don't have to worry about termites tearing its foundation. I don't have to worry about storms blowing it down. I don't have to worry about it being sold at the courthouse door. I don't have to worry about making a payment. Because Jesus built it for me, paid for it, thank God. And one day it's going to be my eternal home.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Happy are you to know these.
Tabitha died. Tabitha went to her home.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you got saved. Mamas and dads and brothers and sisters and husbands. Yeah. Aunts and uncles and friends and cousins.
Yeah.
You got people that's died and they went on to their eternal home.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You see what happened after that? Well, back down to verse 39. Her works followed her.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Revelation 14:13 said, I heard a voice from heaven saying, right, blessed are the dead that they die in the Lord.
Yeah.
From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, they do rest from their labors.
Yeah.
And their works do follow them.
Amen.
Even though we're gone.
Right.
If we've been a good, saved, faithful church member, even though we're gone, our works continue on after us.
Amen.
People talk about what we've said, what we've done, what we've showed them, what we gave them. Our works continue on even after we're dead. Amen.
Amen.
Now back down to where we started. Verse 41. It said, and he called the saints and the widows, and he presented her alive.
Yeah. Amen.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
There'll be a great reunion in heaven, I know.
Yeah.
With the many loved ones we've known here below. Gathered on the blessed hilltops with hearts all aglow. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad day, a wonderful day. Glad day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day.
Amen.
You say that's a good song, Brother Rick, but nothing.
That's right.
Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13, I would not have you sorrow about those which have died. He said, for if they died in Jesus, he said, if they died in the Lord, he said, he'll bring them with him.
Yeah.
This we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
With
the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together to be with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank God. The Bible said he presented her to the saints alive.
Hallelujah.
Woo! I said, oh, you won't know each other in heaven. I like what Dr. Lakin said. He said, I know everybody down here, and I don't expect to have any less sense when they get up.
Amen.
Paul said, I'll be known even as I'm known.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Don't take that away from people.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't take that away from people.
Amen.
You say, why? Well, for one thing, Jesus, he said.
Yeah.
And then for this reason, there's a lot of people that would not be saved
If God had used the fact that their mother or their father had went on to be with the Lord, and they took their lost son or daughter by the hand as they was drawing their last breath, and they said, please get saved and meet me over in heaven. And God uses that to bring people to the cross and to bring people to Christ. Amen. I expect to see all of my saved friends and loved ones over there on the other side.
Amen. Glory. Amen. Yeah, what a day.
Amen.
Amen.
And then the Bible said she was known there. And the Bible said that all of her friends and everybody met him there. Amen.
Amen.
Tabitha, just a good churchman.
Amen. That's right.
Just love the Lord.
Amen.
Her name never was in the lights or in the marquees or but it did get in the Word of God.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
It did get in God's book.
Amen.
Right. I'm just glad I'm saved today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a part of the family of God.
Amen. Listen, Brother Rick.
And I just want to be the best member of Christ Church, Brother Eddie, that I can be.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, Brother Rick, I'm not a member of the church. Well, you can be.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
The Bible said if you'll come and repent of your sin, trust Christ, believe on Christ.
Right.
The Bible says that the Lord will forgive you of your sin.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit will baptize you into the body of Christ.
Amen.
You'll be part of His church this
morning.
Yes, that's right.
Let's stand this morning. Father, we come this morning and we do thank the Lord for showing us this in the Word of God. It might not have been special to anyone else, but it's special to me how the Lord, you just said, start reading that from the bottom upward. And the Lord, I pray this morning that all the people that's here today that are members of the Lord's church, I pray that their goal, their desire might be, if it ain't already, I pray today it might be to be the best saved church member they can be for the Lord's church. And then when they're gone, their works will follow them, people will miss them, and they'll get to go to heaven and be there, Lord, and meet the friends and loved ones again. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Have your way in this service. May people yield to the Holy Spirit. Let Him speak to them. Just this week, on Friday night, a revival lady stood up and asked her church to forgive her. She said, I've just not been a very good church member. With tears, she asked that church to forgive her. Forgive my heart. Lord, it's good to tell others in the church, but the main one that you can tell is the Lord Jesus. Because He's the one who really failed. I pray today if you spoke to anyone's heart, they need to come to me, they'd do it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Brother Jesus, believe us today. Let's find the Lord. It's
124. Thank you. God, I was being persuaded, Father, that someone actually lived. She had a life thing to her, Father, in you, Lord. She was a Christian, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
She loved you, Lord. She really loved you. I pray, God. Folks,
it's certain for our purpose
today, Lord.
Word of God,
God,
Lord.
Determine, Lord,
one of the
good Christians. Most
being
of them are good servants of the Lord Jesus. That's how you have these, Father, my friends. And your children, Lord, that are on the altar today, Lord. You might encourage them, strengthen
them, Father.
Give them exactly what they want to do before. Just help them, Father. For those of us that are scattered throughout this congregation, Lord, I pray, Lord, you help us to be better servants. Help us to be better stewards. Help us to be good Christians, Lord, you'd have us to be. And then, Lord, one day we'll hear that voice of our Heavenly Father say to enter into the joys. Lord, that you prepare for us. Help us, God, I pray, to live kind of lives that are pleasing to you. Lord, help us to never do anything to bring shame or reproach upon our church or upon our lovely Savior's name. Help us, Lord, watch over us, Jesus, Father, in our loving care. Thank you for blessing my pastor today.
Yes.
In Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Thank you. All right. Continue to pray for these that are on the altar. Sister Linda has a brother and found out he has cancer. And please remember him.
Yes.
Pray for Miss Jean Pierce. She's really, really bad. That's Glenn's stepmom in Louisville. And let's be sure to keep her in prayer. Sister Donna has to go tomorrow for a special procedure to get a port put in her arm. And so you pray for these that are really going through a lot right now. Amen. Thank you for coming today. It's a beautiful, beautiful day the Lord's give us. And I woke up this morning, and I don't know how you are when I wake up. Sometimes I'm just not really a go-getter when I wake up. But I looked out and saw the beautiful day the Lord has made.
Amen.
I said, Lord, I'm well, and I feel good. And as far as I know, my family's well. And the day's the Lord's day. We get to go out to the house of God. And how blessed that I am. And I trust you that way today. Yes. Lord bless you. Don't forget communion service tonight at 6. And a word on anyone's heart today before we dismiss.
Appreciate the preaching, Brother Rick.
Yeah.
I know we've come down to a day and time. It's rare to hear a message like this, but much needed. I just thank God that there's a place we can go and hear the Word of God. Yes. I would to God that this place covered 10 acres. I really do. I wish people would flood in and get in while they're getting good. Draw nigh to God and find out He'll draw nigh to you. I'm so glad He led me to a good church, got me good and saved, been feeding me. I feel like I'm fattening a town dog, but I'll tell you what, boy, I don't know of any place better than it is here at Bethel. Appreciate the Word of God.
God bless you.
I just
want to
thank the Lord for the service today, for the sermon. I appreciate that. I want to thank you for our Sunday school lesson. Helen taught on Palm Sunday, and she had the colors of the cross, and when she finally could go, and talking about, you know, golden streaks, it just gave me cold chills. She said when I was reading it, she said, I just can't tell you the feeling that came up with me, and I said, well, that just only makes me think that I don't know enough for the Lord. I need to do more.
Amen.
Pray for me.
Bless your heart. Amen. I'm sure the little Sunday school kids will remember that.
Yep.
Amen. All right. Anybody else today? Word of testimony. Yes, sir, Brother David.
The word is message relates to me is Psalm seen a lot of people in town. Oh, I knew James Love, yes. I knew James. That's getting far and far less for those that knew him have went on their savings.
Right.
But I believe as long as Tyler lives, after I'm gone, if time tarries,
bless
you, I'll always still live.
Yeah, amen, bro.
Because Tyler has heard so much.
Sure. Amen, bro. Those stations.
Those that's we ain't lost it.
No, sir. It's relocated.
We're going ahead.
They're waiting for us to come.
Oh, yeah.
Relocated. Amen. We're going to be together a lot longer than we've been away.
Amen.
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 Station.
Lord.
I got up this morning, Brother Rick, and I was standing in my back door, looking out across the pond, across the pasture. I saw robins, I saw blackbirds, I saw sparrows, I saw red birds, I saw bluebirds, I saw squirrels, I saw rabbits, I saw doves. My Heavenly Father reminded me this morning that He knows what things I have need of.
Amen.
I didn't see one of them that was worried.
Yes, sir.
I didn't see one of them that was skinny and bony. I didn't see any of them that were
bless
in confusion because they didn't know what to do or where to go. And they all were doing what they were supposed to do.
Amen.
My Heavenly Father reminded me, He knows what things I have need of.
Amen.
It's a blessing to me this morning to know that He loves me.
Yep.
And He shows me from time to time.
Amen. That's good, brother. That's
Amen.
Good. I bet you didn't see no dogs trying to be birds, any birds trying to be dogs.
Yes,
they know what they are.
Yeah.
But all right then, hope you have a good afternoon. We'll be back tonight in the evening service. Miss Cage, you have your hand up. Okay. All right, you're free to go.
I told him he didn't.